The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
We're giving away a relaxing break for the family at Fota Island Resort in Cork today. You might think, yeah, so when? What, in our heads? No, we'll give it to you, and then when things are happening, you'll go there. This is a holiday. Don't forget, nobody died yesterday in Ireland of COVID-related illness. And this, I can't tell you how my heart leapt when I heard this on the news. It's on drive time as I was making my way around the place. And I thought, this is a great news story. God, all those poor families around the country who've been having desperate news and terrible days. And suddenly yesterday, no families had that news. So it was a relief. Is it, do we dare to dream? That we're on the road, but I'm not sure. But we certainly seem to have been led in the right direction, and that's a good thing. But like I say, we're giving away this trip to Fota. Nestled in the heart of a peaceful island, surrounded by gorgeous scenery and mature woodlands. I'm just thinking this off the top of my head. Enjoy two nights in a family room with breakfast each morning and dinner one evening in Fota restaurant and family pass to neighbouring Fota Wildlife Park. How about that? Explore the beautiful grounds with woodland walking trails, enchanted fairy trails, a round of golf, or all that Cork has to offer, including a visit to Fota Wildlife Park, Fota House and Gardens, Ballycotton Cliff Walks, and stroll on the beautiful Blue Flag beaches nearby. Go to fotaisland.ie for more information. So how do you win your trip? Well, you call us now at 1850 715 900 and you'll take part in our quiz, which involves animals and Muppets. That is to say, me and a dog. Only joking. Animals and Muppets will be the quiz today, so get involved. Terms and conditions apply. Aidan Farrington, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well, Mr. Farrington?
Ah, sure, we're keeping the good side out.
Where are you? Where in the world?
This morning I'm down in Kilmore Quay, believe it or not.
Beautiful. Are you from there, or are you just caught there?
I am actually working down here this morning.
At what?
I'm out on what emergency call out for the company I work for. I'm a residential alarm installer.
Yeah. So I would have thought you were a little quiet these days, given the criminal scenario that we're being faced with, or not?
Well, but we still have a lot of systems out there. We're a well-known company, and we have to stay on top of these things for, I presume, the insurance end of things and all
of
that.
Course,
so yeah, we're like the other few that are still working. We're keeping it going.
I hear you.
Keep safe and sound.
Keep the show. So I hear you. Do you have any dogs?
Myself, I do. I have a husky Samoyed.
What the hell's that?
It is a husky, and the mother of the dog was a Samoy.
Wow. So, does he look like a wolf?
Yeah, slightly. She would have them colours, black and white, highly intelligent.
Yeah.
And, lovely old dog. Had dogs all my life, so.
Okay.
A bit of an animal lover inside.
All right, that's okay. Do you have any other animals?
Yes, we do. We have a cross, a bit of a Heinz variety, Bichon / poodle type dog. Yeah, big bundle of fur.
Yeah.
We have a cat.
Yeah.
We have five or six koi fish.
Okay.
We did have a hamster up to not too long.
Hang on a second. Who put Dr. Doolittle on to me? I thought we were... That's just an alarm guy. You're going to take part in a quiz. So yeah, you are Johnny Animal.
We've a few.
Yeah.
We're kept going.
Okay. With that in mind, you like animals, don't you?
Love them. Love them all. The family loves them.
Great. I love people who love animals. You know, sometimes you got to think. It's time to play the music. Do you like Muppets?
Muppets? Ah, yeah.
Sure. Come on. You're talking to one. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
I was listening. One on the line as well. We're in good company. It's time to
raise the curtain on the Muppet Show. Okay, so with that in mind, and for no reason other than I'd like to play the Muppet Show theme tune and have no excuse for it, let's see if you can do me a favour. And given that we're giving a trip to Fota and you love animals, our quiz today is name the Muppet animal. You get it?
Name the Muppet animal.
Yeah, so for example, what's this?
Like a fine bottle of wine. Appearance only improves.
Which Muppet animal is that? Miss something.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, she's a
it?
Piggy. Miss Piggy. Okay, so for example, one of my great heroes and mentors of all time.
The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Which is why I avoid the other side of the fence whenever someone's mowing the lawn.
So he's a?
That would have to be Kermit the Frog.
Oh, I say. We've really got... quality here. So this was...
Okay, it's time for fish jokes. Why fish jokes? Oh, just for the halibut. Ah, here it goes. Why are fish so smart? Because they swim in schools. What kind of fish let you borrow money? A loan shark. Why did the all fish band break up? Because nobody could tune a fish. Ah, waka waka.
So he's A?
We would be a bear.
He's a bear. Okay, now we're going to get hard now.
That's great. Pepe, are you in or out?
See, I'm in.
I'm an alien.
What, have you been tap dancing on the barbecue again?
No, Rizzo. I'm just fine.
Rizzo the?
Oh, Rush would
yes.
have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right, four from four, and finally, the piano playing.
Silence. A poem by Rolf. That's me. Silence.
Do you know what Rolf is?
Hey, Rolf.
Big brown thing. Been talking about them all morning here on the radio.
Oh, that would be the big dog.
That'll be the dog. What a way to end the show today on the dog. We began with it. We talked about it. You do a great Kermit. Could you sign off and say goodbye now, Aidan, as Kermit? I'd appreciate that.
I could try my best there for you this morning, Ryan. It's been lovely talking to you, reporting to you live from Kilmore Quay down here. You have a good day there, Brian.